Tonight, over to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 21, if you would. Numbers chapter 21, those of you kiddos, if you want to go back to your class now, that'd be good. Lance, you're too big to go, don't go, all right. Numbers chapter 21, all right. Numbers chapter 21. We're going to begin reading down in verse 4, all right. Now let's back up. Let's go to verse 1. Numbers chapter 21, we'll look at verse 1. The Bible said, "And when King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore have you brought us up out of Israel to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." The nation of Israel, once again, is right at the end of that period of sojourning in the wilderness. They're about to the point where they're going to cross over into the promised land finally, after wandering because of their sin and because of their disobedience to God. But even here, the Bible tells us there in verse 4 that the soul of the people is much discouraged because of the way. If you were to look on the map and you were to check out the land they were going through, it was a very, very difficult way. It was dry. It was difficult terrain to march through and to cross over. And once again, man, it's the same old refrain from the Israelites. Verse 5, the people spake against God and against Moses. And you know, same old accusation. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And boy, just one thing after another. So God sent fiery serpents among them to bite them. A lot of the people died because of those venomous snake bites. And then Moses prayed, and God said, all right, make that brazen serpent, lift it up on a pole, and you'll look to that serpent, you can live if you be bitten. Now, there is a multitude of preaching in these verses, all right? I mean a multitude of preaching in these verses. But I'm going to probably use it in a totally different way than anything you'd guess, all right? Because I've been speaking to you, trying to speak to you about out of the life of Moses. Because we've tried to get into his life and learn some things about it. And what I want to speak to you tonight is on the subject of Moses the Forgiver. Moses the Forgiver. As we've sailed through the life of Moses, we've seen him again and again. I mean, forgiving those who attacked him. Forgiving those who criticized him, forgiving those who sought to overthrow him. I think I might have said forgetting those. That's not what I meant, all right? But forgiving those who sought to overthrow him. And I'll be honest with you, just thinking about Moses, looking here and multitude of other passages, I believe outside the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, Moses gives us the greatest example of a man who exercised forgiveness. Forgiveness, all right? Forgiveness was not just an ideological concept with Moses. It was more than just an idealistic possibility, okay? In the life of Moses, forgiveness was a habitual practice that he exercised on so many different occasions. And this little thing called forgiveness. Hey, he forgave the Israelites who on so many occasions accused him of bringing them into the wilderness to kill them. Hey, you brought us in the wilderness so we could die here. Moses forgave that accusation many times. He forgave his own brother and sister for their attempt at one point to grab some of his leadership power and responsibility. They wanted it, wanted to take it away from him. He forgave those who constantly murmured, constantly complained about his leadership. Moses again and again forgave them. You say, fine, but preacher, where is forgiveness in these verses we just read? Well, I believe it's in verse 7. And I believe it's in that verse 7 where at the very end of the verse, the Bible says, and Moses prayed for the people. And Moses prayed for the people. Can I say this to you? You do realize this is not first generation complainers and accusers. This is second generation opposers and complainers and accusers. Hey, this is the group that survived the wandering in the wilderness. All of those who had been with Moses before, they failed to go into and failed to go in and take the land of Canaan after they sent the spies in. All of those except Aaron and Moses and Joshua had died. So what we got now, all right, Caleb. I did leave out Caleb. Thank you, brother. All right, Caleb, all right. Those were the ones. All the rest of them had died. So this is second generation complainers. This is ones that I guess learned it well from mom and dad, I suppose. And here they are, and they're complaining. And boy, Moses, not being like so many, this great man Moses was still willing to pray for them instead of washing his hands of them. He's still willing to forgive them. So I just want to talk to you a little bit and use maybe the life of Moses to illustrate just a little bit about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, and by that I mean the ability to forgive, I believe comes from God. Because when I read my Bible, I don't really find a place where a lost man is commanded or expected to forgive. When you read through the Bible and the things that are said about forgiveness, it's always aimed at believers. It's always aimed at God's people. Over and over and over again, we find the Lord speaking to believers and telling them, hey, you're to forgive. You are to forgive. Now, the carnal mind, okay? The carnal mind, the lost world, they're the ones that love to remember and plan to repay anybody that is trespassed against them. Hey, I'm not going to forget what you did. I will find a time to get even. I will find a time to extract revenge out of you and upon you. It's coming. You just mark her down, all right? Hey, that's the carnal mind. That's the man that's lost without Jesus Christ. He's not interested in forgiveness. And at the same time, he's the one that more so than others is inflicted and afflicted with bitterness. Because we're hanging on to that, desire to get even. In my office back here, or in my old office back here in the church, I've got this little statue that I was given, and it says, I don't get mad, I just get even. All right? And that was given to me by somebody that, well, it's a long story, and we're not going to tell the story, okay? But, hey, there's a lot of people, that's the way they operate. Hey, I'll get even with you. In other words, it's not a matter of forgiveness. Hey, maybe the most maybe the most wild examples we see of it is road rage. Man, somebody cuts somebody off, and then that person pulls a gun out and begins shooting at him. Man, no forgiveness, no allowance, but hey, I'll show you. And I've had people, you know, nearly take my front bumper off because they felt like I had, you know, cut in on them. And so here they come, and I think, man, hope it makes you feel better. But we've got that idea. I want that revenge. Well, listen, the ability to forgive, I believe it comes from God. You said, why was it that Moses, why was he able to forgive the way he did? Now, come on, let's be honest. We're human. Moses was human. And we get tired. We get tired when it's the same thing over and over again. We get tired. In the school, I pulled aside a young man. He was either a junior or senior in high school at the time. And it seemed like every day, this is way back yonder, every day he was doing something. It was just causing trouble, causing problems. It's a little thing. But I want to confess to you, I got tired of it. And I finally just pulled him aside and I said, look, you got a choice. Straighten up or get out. It's your choice. Straighten up or get out. I'm tired of it. You're not 8 years old. And here you are. You're nearly a senior. You're nearly graduating. And every time I turn around, you got some little nitpicking thing I'm going to get after you about. So make a choice. So what did he do? I kicked him out the next day. No, I didn't. He made the choice and he decided, you know, I can straighten up. And I'm glad he did. I didn't dislike the young man. He was a likable young man. But man, I was tired of it. I can't imagine being in the position Moses was in. There in verse 5, the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have we brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Lord, just go ahead and let them die. I could have understood that. I really could have. You said, how was it Moses was able to do it? I said, I believe forgiveness comes from God. The ability to forgive comes from him. Look, Moses was the one individual that had really been with God a great deal during those years of wandering and testing. He's the one that had been with God. He had met with God. His was not a carnal mind. His was a spiritual mind as a result. Because he knew what it was to spend time with God, in the very presence of God. He knew what it was to hear God in an audible voice. He knew what it was to pray faithfully, regularly, oftentimes. He'd spent time with God. And because he had spent that time with God, God allowed him to have that ability to forgive. I'll be honest, I think the man who can or won't forgive usually hasn't spent much time with God. We don't get that revenge feeling because we've been with Jesus. That's not where it comes from. We don't get that feeling of, I'll get even with you, buddy. You may have got away with it today, but your day's coming. Just wait and see. I'll fix your wagon. Even if you don't have a wagon, I'll do it, all right? Because that's us. But that's not, you don't come with that because you've been with the Lord. You come with that because you haven't. Hey, listen, you and I, we must walk close to the one who demonstrated that spirit best in order to possess it ourselves. We just need to spend time with God. We need to spend it so we'll be able to have that ability to forgive. The second thing I want you to see is forgiveness itself comes from within. By that I mean it is a decision that comes from the heart of the forgiver. It comes from within. It is not something that is forced upon you. Not, you can't force forgiveness. You cannot make somebody forgive. You could make somebody say, I forgive you, but it doesn't mean they have. It has to come from within. It's not a blessing, if you will, God shoves down your throat. God doesn't come and say to you, you will forgive them, or you'll wish you had. And it doesn't come across that way, all right? But it does come from within. because you've spent time with God, because Moses had spent time with God, Moses made a decision in and of himself that he was going to forgive his own people. I'll forgive them. I know what they've done. I know they've done it over and over again, but I'm going to forgive them. I'm just going to forgive it, all right? Hey, you and I, same way. We decide whether or not we're going to forgive the folks for the hurts or the mistreatment that they've inflicted upon us. We make that decision. It's our decision. If my brother offends me, my physical blood brother over here offends me, I can decide, fine, buddy, I'm done with you. Or I can decide, it's all right, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. It can hurt my feelings, but I still have a choice. I'm going to forgive him or not, but that, it comes from within. Can't be forced. Can't be forced. Let's assume this. We'll just use this illustration, if you will, tonight. If he's done something and it's just upset me, I feel like he's taken advantage of me and he's abused our relationship as brothers and everything else, and I lose it with him and I say, fine. And then my wife hears about it and she comes and tries to shame me into forgiving him. And it would be good for her if she did try to get me to forgive him. That'd be the right thing for her to do. But she could do everything she could, but there's no way she can make me forgive him. And nobody else can make you forgive somebody. Hey, the reason we have a lot of problems in this whole world among God's people is because we don't make that decision from within. We're going to forgive. We're just going to forgive. Look, people will hurt you. I had a young man call me he was one of the guys who was in the Christian school where I preached in South Carolina, and he called me up and he said, if I could, I'd like to interview you and get some answers to a question, some questions I have about, he had some kind of project going with being, in the Lord's work. And so one of the things he asked, and I thought later, I said, one thing you need to do is develop thick skin, or you're not so easily offended. If you're going to serve the Lord, but if you do get offended, you got to learn to forgive people. You just have to learn to do it. But it comes from within. It's a decision. I make a decision. I'll either forgive you or I won't. And I have the choice about that deal, all right? So the first thing, all right, the ability to forgive, I believe, comes from God. But whether or not you forgive comes from within you. Within you. The third thing, and I'll be honest, these are very simple things. But I found out a long time ago, it's not the complicated things of life that cause us trouble. It's the simple things. I want you to see this third thing, forgiveness does not have to be earned, and neither does it need to be deserved. I'll tell you, the Israelites, if anybody ever deserved the judgment of God, they did. Hey, God sent fiery serpents upon them. God sent fiery serpents to bite them. There was no way in the world that Moses could have went to God and said, now God, they don't deserve this, because they did deserve it. And it was every bit just. Here they were shaking their fist in the face of God for the umpteenth time. They had been through it. They're on the verge of getting into the promised land, but here we go again. Why'd you bring us out of here to die in the wilderness? One more time. Hey, you can't make the argument that they deserved forgiveness. I don't care how much you argue. They didn't deserve it. Forgiveness doesn't have to be earned. And it doesn't have to be anything that's deserved. Those Israelites did not deserve it. The fiery serpents were sent because of their attitude toward God. God said, okay, I'll do it. And to say their attitude was bad is putting it mildly. Man, it was the pits, all right? Over and over they had provoked God. Over and over they had provoked Moses. Over and over, the work Moses did in saving their lives seemingly was overlooked and forgotten. They didn't deserve it. They did not deserve it at all. Hey, it's very seldom that anyone even tries to earn forgiveness, much less deserve it. When can you remember somebody trying to earn forgiveness? Most time we don't. Now we may come and ask for it, but we usually don't try to work and earn it, because we really can't. It's one of those things, if the words come out of my mouth and they offend because they're hurtful, all right, they're hurtful to Brother Marshall. How do I reel them back in? You can't. It's impossible. It is impossible. So I come to Brother Marshall and say, Brother Marshall, I know I hurt you, I offended you. What can I do to earn your forgiveness? Well, what in the world is he supposed to say? I mean, really, you put it in your situation. Somebody hurts you, offends you, they come to you and they said, listen, I realize I've done wrong. What can I do to earn your forgiveness? Well, give me a lot of money. Is that really going to earn your forgiveness? That's going to mark you as being a bit greedy. It could make it look like the person that offended you was right in what they said, all right? Need to be careful. Hey, Moses didn't consider whether or not the people deserved to be forgiven. He did not consider that they needed to earn it. Friend, let me say this. If we need to forgive somebody, we shouldn't consider those either. We should never even think of it. If we need to forgive, we just ought to forgive. Not because somebody came and groveled before us, not because somebody came and said, let me pay you or let me earn your forgiveness. No, it ought to just be simple. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. I've had people come to me in time, not toot my own horn, but I've had people come to me and say, I want you to forgive me. And I've said, well, I don't even know what you did, but okay, I'll forgive you. I don't know what they did. I have no idea. But it ought to be like that. We just forgive, all right? And the fourth thing, let me say this. Forgiveness doesn't have to be requested to be given. Okay? Now, I put this one point in here for the benefit of those people that say, well, they never asked for forgiveness. It's okay. That is fine. They don't have to ask. Forgiveness is something that can be just offered. Here it is. I've always enjoyed it when people come by and would say to me, hey, would you like to come over for a steak supper? Or a chicken dinner? Or a weenie roast? I don't care what it was, okay? I've always enjoyed it when people just offered that. Because I always thought it looked bad to come to them and said, you got anything to your house we could eat? All right, that doesn't look good. Hey, listen, we shouldn't go around expecting people to request forgiveness. We ought to just be willing to give it, all right, whether they ask it or not. Hey, the request for forgiveness is not a requirement, okay? Not a requirement. There's very little evidence. The closest I think the Israelites seemingly ever came to asking forgiveness is right here in verse 7. Would you look there, all right? Verse 7, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. Now, notice what they asked. They didn't ask for forgiveness. They said, would you just ask him to take them serpents away? They're not really asking for forgiveness. Now, they're confessing we sin. That's a good start, okay? But they really didn't come across and said, would you forgive us? But would you ask God to take those serpents away? Remove the result of our, you know, wrongdoing. All right? Hey, but really, that's almost the exception. They didn't ask for forgiveness. But Moses prayed for the people. Immediately, Moses prayed for the people. He forgave them. He didn't say anything to you. Why? On one condition. This doesn't happen again. How many of you ever put that condition on somebody when they wanted something? I have. They come to me and say, would you do this? I said, on one condition, you never do it again. Now, not for forgiveness, but, you know, other deals. But Moses never mentioned a word about that. He prayed for them. Why? Because he forgave them. He forgave them. Look, God help us to learn to forgive without being asked. Without being asked. So-and-so offended me Sunday. I won't be speaking to them anymore. What? So-and-so offended me Sunday, but Lord, you've forgiven me for a lot more than that. We're just going to forget it. They're going to be forgiven. Not even going to bring it up. It's done. It's done. That's forgiveness. You don't have to ask. We just forgive. Just forgive. People, you say, well, they hurt my feelings. I understand. Maybe their feelings were hurt and it caused them to lash out at you. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make it right one bit in the world. But, man, we can still forgive them. We can just come across and say, it's all right. Let it go. Let it go. Don't hang on to stuff. Don't look for something to make you bitter. Don't look for stuff to make you bitter. I mean, just decide I'm going to forgive you. I want you to go with me down to Matthew chapter 18, would you? Matthew chapter 18. I'm going to read kind of a lengthy passage here because the Lord had to deal with this thing of forgiveness. Matthew chapter 18. We'll look in verse 21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Peter said, seven's enough, right, Lord? I mean, after all, that's your number. Seven's enough, right? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. If we use the old math, that's 490 times. Now, I don't believe God wants us to get out a piece of paper and keep track. All right, that's the 235th time I've forgiven you. Let me see how many got left to go. No, I don't believe that's a picture, all right? I don't believe that at all. But notice what it says. Therefore, in verse 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, and wrote out a payment plan for him. No, that's not what it says. He loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Sounds familiar, right? But the Bible said about this servant, and he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Oh my, what an indictment. But did you stop and think what that means to me? I began to think about this, and I thought, you know, this seems to me that forgiveness opens a way, if you will, to a closer relationship to God. If we will learn to forgive, all right, we're to forgive because we've been forgiven. When we act more like our Lord, then I believe we get a closer relationship to Him. I believe we understand a little bit better where He is and what He does when we act the way He does. When we follow His example, we follow His command. Hey, Moses knew what it was to always be ready to forgive. Seemingly, he was just always ready to forgive. You said, wait a minute. It was just a week or two ago, preacher, you preached, and Moses got mad, and he called them, you bunch of rebels. And he smote the rock twice. Yeah, but he forgave them. You said, how do you know he forgave me? If he hadn't forgiven them, he wouldn't have touched the rock. He said, be thirsty, you sorry bunch. Serve you right. Now, he didn't do right. He disobeyed God. And he was aggravated. It's okay if you forgive when you're aggravated, all right? It's okay to forgive aggravated. Now, it's better if you learn to forgive with a good spirit, all right? But it's all right if you're aggravated, just forgive anyway. He forgave him, all right? What a closer relationship we have to our Lord when we learn to forgive, all right? From our hearts, we learn to forgive, and it allows us to be closer to Him, to understand a little bit more of our Lord and how He operates with us. Oh, when you begin to think how many times He's forgiven us. Mercy. I guarantee you this, it's more than 70 times 7. It's more than 70 times 7. He's forgiven me. I'm sure glad He did. And I hope just a little bit I'll learn from that I can forgive other people. They don't have to ask. They don't have to deserve it. But from within, that's what the scripture said, from your hearts, from within, I can forgive them. I can forgive them. And I'll say this to you. If you learn to forgive, it's a whole lot better way to live than running around harboring a grudge, hanging on to it, constantly trying to figure out a way to get even, trying to figure out some sassy reply because you feel like they replied that way to you and you're just waiting for the chance. Oh, listen, you'll wind up bitter, eaten up on the inside. God help us. Moses, what a forgiver he was. What a forgiver he was. He knew how to go above and beyond in the area of forgiveness. They came to him and said, Moses, we've sinned. Would you pray God take away the servants? And Moses prayed. Moses prayed for his people. Forgiveness. Good thing. Good thing. Heavenly Father, would you help us? Lord, would you help us to be a people that forgive? People that learn how to just forgive. Lord, you've forgiven us of so much, we could never even the score. We could never come close. But Lord, we could follow your example. We could learn from Moses and see here's a man that forgave after he was imposed upon over and over again, yet he kept forgiving. He kept forgiving. And Lord, you honored that. Lord, help us to be that kind of people. Help us to be the kind of people that will forgive others. Whatever the trespass is, however hurt we might be, Lord, help us to forgive. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. It's good to have